With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump files a $15 billion defamation lawsuit against the New York Times.
The Times calls the lawsuit meritless and an attempt to discourage independent reporting. The lawsuit names a book and an article written by Times reporters Russ Buettner and Suzanne Craig that focuses on Trump's finances and his starring role on TV in The Apprentice. The 85-page lawsuit also attacks claims reporters made about Trump's early business dealings and his father. Among Trump's lawsuits, ABC News and CBS News' 60 Minutes both settled out of court. Julie Walker, New York.
Israel expands its military operation in Gaza.
The Israeli military has announced its operation in Gaza City to destroy Hamas's military infrastructure. It's now in gear and warns residents to move south. The announcement follows a night of heavy strikes against northern Gaza that killed at least 20 people. Israel's been warning Gaza City residents to evacuate for the past month ahead of the operation, but many have said they're unable to evacuate due to overcrowding in Gaza South and the high price of transport. Also on Tuesday, Secretary of State Marco Rubio left Israel to go to Gaza, where he meets with its ruling emir as the nation still incensed over Israel's strike on Hamas last week. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Authorities in Utah have shared information indicating the 22-year-old suspect in the fatal shooting of conservative Charlie Kirk did a fair amount of planning ahead of time. Tyler Robinson appeared Tuesday before a judge on aggravated murder and other charges. A prosecutor earlier said he would file a notice to seek the death penalty. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 125 points, the Nasdaq dropped 14, the S&P lower by 8. This is SRN News. Jews around the world are counting down to the High Holy Days.
Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, will be celebrated from September 22nd through the 24th. It will be followed by Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, on October 2nd. These are tough times for Jews. Anti-Semitism has been on the rise for some time around the globe, and the 2023 Hamas attack on Israel turbocharged it. In Israel, the war with Hamas in Gaza drags on. All this will color the Holy Day celebrations this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
For decades, one of the most consistent findings in religion research has been that women tend to be more religious than men, but that might be changing in the U.S. A recent poll by the American Enterprise Institute Survey Center on American Life found that 39% of Generation Z women saying they do not have a religious affiliation, compared to 34% of men in the survey. This is SRN News. Wall Street's recent record run is over.
Stocks edged back a bit from their record heights on Wall Street. The S&P 500 fell 0.1% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 125 points. It's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.1%. Stocks have run to records on expectations that the Federal Reserve will announce its first interest rate cut of the year on Wednesday. The lower interest rates are intended to help shore up the job market by making it cheaper to borrow money. Investors will be keenly focused on what signals the Fed may send for how many more cuts it plans to make. Seth Sutel, New York.
After a late-night vote and last-minute ruling, the Federal Reserve began a key meeting on interest rate policy went Tuesday with both a new Trump administration appointee and an official the White House has targeted for removal. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.